Lord, that you'll anoint us, Lord, to where we'll follow you through the scripture this morning, dear God. I pray you'll break the bread of life to us, Lord. Cleanse us, dear God, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 21, if you would. Want to, this will be the fourth service that we've been speaking on election. So, kind of, subject kind of grows as you go along. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. That means a headache or giddiness caused by drinking of wine to excess. And drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, just praying always doesn't mean you escape, but there has to be the focus of the prayer has to be one that is praying to be worthy. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 9. And I want you to pay particular attention to these scriptures because it's going to set forth the election and the rapture. For verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, look, there's a particular designated group that he's talking about, and that group is us. Listen, for God hath anointed us, hath not anointed us to wrath, but to obtain the salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. We're going to be referring to some things today that, just so that everybody could be up where we are, that comes from Matthew 25, and I won't read it, but I'll just tell you briefly where you can read it, and I'll tell you briefly what it is. But Matthew 25, there's a parable given in Matthew 25, verse 1 through 13. In that parable, there's 10 virgins, and the Bible calls 5 of them wise and 5 of them foolish. And it said they both went out to wait to hear the call of the bridegroom, but they fell asleep as they waited, and then when the call came out, they arose to trim their lamps and make them bright. But the 5 wise, their lamps, they have plenty of oil, whereas the 5 foolish, they didn't have the oil. And so they asked the wise, give us of your oil. And they said, no, we only got enough for ourselves. Go where they sell it and buy it. And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came and the door was shut. And then they came and knocked on the door to get in, and he said, I don't know you. And so this is a parable that was given in the Bible. I'll be referring to some things today that has to do with that parable. We've dealt with, in the past few services, the church will have to go through the tribulation period. Not the bride, but the world church will have to go through the tribulation. The bride goes in the rapture. What is the designated difference between the church member that goes through the tribulation and the bride that goes in the rapture? Is it a dress code? If it was a dress code, then everybody, every church that adhered to it, God would have to take them no matter what else there was, no matter where else their life was. If they, as long as they adhered to the dress code, you have to take them. So it's not dress code. That's not really the difference. Is it listening to the tapes of Brother Branham? Nope. That's not the difference. There's a lot of folks that listen to his tapes. Is it saying he's a prophet? Nope, that's not it. There's a lot of folks that say he's a prophet. Although we know the elect does believe he's a prophet, they do listen to his messages. But that's not what gives you the identification of a raptured life. Many people listen to tapes, read books, say he's a prophet, but it's because it's their form of religion. We know that Brother Branham said there's Christians of the flesh and Christians and there's Christians of the flesh in the message as well. There's Christians of the spirit, then there's Christians of the flesh. There's Christians of the flesh in the message as well. And it's because the message is their religion. It's no different, put it this way, it's no different than the Catholic or the Lutheran, the Methodist or the Baptist. That's their religion. So that's what they follow. They follow it as a religion. Make it a little more clear. If you look at the Amish and the Mennonites, do they dress the way they dress and conduct themselves the way they do because it's a revelation of the word? No, it's because it's been ingrained in them from the time they were little. It is their religion. Now, I'm not saying that to put anyone down. I'm just saying, showing you the difference between those that are going to go in the rapture and those that have to go through the tribulation period for their purging. To those who go in the rapture, it's not just your religion. It's your life. You're not, and the things you do, you don't do them because of your religion. You do it because it's been revealed to you. In Questions and Answers, Brother Branham says, the COD book said, the Gentile bride is in heaven, and the sleeping virgin, he's talking about the foolish virgin, the Gentile virgin is not to be saved during that time. She's already been saved, but was rejected in the bride. She only goes through the tribulation period for a time of purification because she rejected Christ the word for her purification. So they're saved now. And some of these things are repeats of what I mentioned last Sunday, but just wanted to tie them in. Here in the message of Questions and Answers on Genesis, Brother Branham said, what is a remnant? It's a piece that's cut, left, same kind of goods. Is that right? You go to cut your dress out of calico and you spread out a piece of calico and cut it out. It's your business where you lay the pattern. Well, it's God's business where he lays the pattern and he cuts her right out. Is that right? Now, The rest of this calico that's left is just as good as the calico in the dress. Is that right? But it's God's election. God elects his church. God predestinates his church. God foreordains that, ordains his church, and he takes the church out, and the remnant is left to go through the tribulation period. Now, it isn't that God looks at it and says, okay, this one I'm going to have them go through the tribulation period. This one I think I'll take them up in the rapture. God knows that there are some people that are going to accept their purging now. And he knows there's others that are not going to accept their purging now and will need to be purged in the tribulation period. And so through his foreknowledge, he can elect. For whom, the Bible says in Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The placement of the pattern is on them, like I said, that will receive their purging now. That's those of dollar quality from something we preached last Sunday. And then God doesn't throw the rest away. Like we read a quote last Sunday, he's got pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters and half dollars. You don't throw it away. It's all part of God's economy. But it all has its place. But God's not going to look at a dollar and let them get by with a penny life. One of his elected dollars, they're going to get purged now. He's not going to let us get by with living less. Brother Bram preached the message, is your life worthy of the gospel? Here in Questions and Answers on the Seals, he said, they go into the tribulation, they are martyred in the tribulation, come up in the last after the millennium for their judgment, because the Bible said, the rest of the dead live not again for 1,000 years was expired. Then there's a resurrection. Then come forth both the just and the unjust, and they're judged by Christ and the bride. The church, the people that's in denominations that are genuine Christians who receive the message, they will never see it. It'll never be preached to them, and those in the mixed crowd who it is preached to, it'll go right over the top of their head unless their names is on the Lamb's Book of Life. But they will be good people. They will be raised up again and given trial and be judged by the very group that preached to them. Don't you know the saints will judge the earth? By the very same people witness to them of the message to come out of it. They're genuine Christians, but are they word born? No, if they were, they'd go in the rapture. He's in Questions and Answers, this question was asked, what's going to happen if we are not going through the tribulation? Will we see some suffering? Brother Brown says, the people are wanting to say that, thinking the church is going to hit tribulation. See, it won't, it can't, because it's already redeemed. Now the church, the nominal believer like Lot, is going through the tribulation period and be saved as if it was by fire. Noah went through the tribulation period, but Abraham brought forth the royal seed, brought forth the seed of promise. Enoch went to glory in the rapture. Just took a walk and went home. He never went through the tribulation period. Enoch was alive during the time of Noah. And when right before the rain began to fall, Enoch was caught up. He was translated. And some historians say that that was a sign that God gave Noah to go into the ark, was when he saw Enoch get translated. Now, here again in the COD book, it says, the church, the lukewarm, anything outside the elect bride, will go through the tribulation period. They will not raise in the first resurrection. The rest of the dead live not for 1,000 years. Just the foreordained, predestinated elect bride, God's only elections. Who is it? I don't know. I can't tell you who it is, but I know it's going to be there because the Lord said they would. They are the ones that will go up from the tribulation, but the rest will go through the tribulation. Go down and everything will be killed before the millennium. Then the righteous shall come out in the millennium and live 1,000 years. Now, why do they have to go through the tribulation and not us? Is it because that they make mistakes and we don't? No. We all make mistakes. Is it because that we repent and they don't repent? No. We repent. So it's not the flesh that God is setting the pattern down on. It's not our abilities that fit under God's pattern. It's not because we receive God's message and keep every word of the message, because many times we don't. The key lays in where it says, be zealous, therefore, and repent under the church ages. But God, he lays down his pattern by foreknowledge. He knew, like I said, he knew who would and who wouldn't receive the purging now. What is the effect of them not receiving the purging now? In other words, them having to go through tribulation. It's because they got things hanging on them. That isn't right. There's things they're holding to. Do we sometimes have things hanging on us? Yeah, but he purges every branch that bringeth forth fruit. Why is the preaching so hard now? People think, well, somebody told him on me. Somebody told on me. Told him. Well, how could he know that otherwise? I don't know. God knows. It's because you're receiving your purging now by the word. It's because we're under a wrath-saving message. And you're getting wrath-saving sermons. Message of perseverance, Brother Ram says, someone asked me the other day, do you believe in purgatory? He said, sure, I believe in purgatory. I said, well, fine, that's good, you know. I said, but I don't believe that after you die, some priest will pray you out of it, or some preacher. I believe in purgatory, sure, purging your soul. But we do that now. When we do something wrong, let's get down and have a purgatory and say, God, cleanse me. Take the thing out of me and purge me and wash me and make me new. I believe in purging my soul. Yes, sir. I do that daily. I'm in purgatory daily. Then, so just purging my soul every day before God. So the foolish virgin, the church, the lukewarm, they refuse the purging of God now. The ministers say, you women quit this, you men quit that, you need to do this or that, and they say, well, who does he think he is? Trying to run my business. Then those that receive the purging, they say, oh, man, boy, I hate that kind of preaching, but Lord, I'm guilty of it, forgive me. You really know what happens to you when you're in services like that? You are getting saved from the tribulation. Somebody said the other day, this isn't super sign, do you believe in purgatory? I said, yes, sir. Not the kind you pray some priest, pay some priest to pray you for you. I believe that God purges our souls right now, and we go through a time of cleansing and purging out the dross, certainly. You're talking about amazing grace. When the rapture takes place, there will not be one member of the bride that isn't purged. Think about God's program. That when the rapture takes place, God will have every one of the elect will be ready. He'll have all of them will be ready at the same time. Brother Bram said it was a universal rapture. So it happens across the whole world. Can you imagine everybody around the whole world that is the elect of God, they're all going to be ready for the rapture at the same time. Man couldn't do that. Only God could do that. So we go through our purgatory now. It's getting us ready for the rapture. I want to just quote a few scriptures here to you. Proverbs 16 and 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. John 15 and 2, we mentioned this. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. 1 Corinthians 5 and 6. For your glory is not, glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may have be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. What's the ministry mainly dealing with now, it seems? The bride, her position, recognizing who she is, getting her life cleaned up. Why is the preaching? Because that's what's on God's mind right now. Is getting the bride rapture ready. But remember, there's people that's got to be saved before you get to leave here. There's people that must be saved before you leave. Those foolish virgins must be saved before the wise leave. They're a virgin. Only thing they were lacking was the oil. They must be saved before the bride leaves, because after the bride leaves, mercy is over to the Gentiles. So that's why whatever's going to be saved is saved now. Now, we know, like we said, God's got pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars, and dollars. Well, he's also got penny preachers, nickel preachers, dime preachers, quarter preachers, half dollar preachers. Why? To catch all the pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, and half dollars. Because they got to be saved. And they're God's people too. End time evangelism, he says, each Sunday, each day we go through purgatory. That is, purging our souls by his Holy Spirit from our sins. Now, what if you went to church and there was all kinds of things that was going on in the church and the pastor never dealt with them? What if the pastor wanted to be liked by everybody? Who don't? What if the pastor didn't want to be disagreeable? Who does? What if he didn't want to stir up anything? Then all will be left is to go through the tribulation period then, because they're not getting purged now. What if you were sitting under that type of ministry? Would it get you ready for the rapture? No. Wouldn't get you ready for the rapture. You might not be going through purgatory every Sunday. But you surely would go through the tribulation period. Questions and answers, COD book again. He says, someone asked him, what about the people that believe in the Lord now and not the way you preach? He said, they don't have to believe this. They don't have to believe it the way I preach it. He said, will they be saved? Yes, if they believe the Lord. And if they disagree and say, I don't believe he's the word. I don't believe that he's right. I don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That shows where they're headed for, the tribulation period. She only goes through the tribulation period for the time of purification because she's rejected Christ, the word, for her purification. Now, how could there be foolish virgin in the message? Do you believe there could be foolish virgin in the, amongst the ranks of the message? Yes, because it's those that have the message as their religion but refuse the purging now. But they're saved. In the first seal, Brother Branham says, notice these types, and the reason they die out, they go through the purging of trial of the tribulation because they're not actually under the blood. They claim they are, but they're not. Now, in their minds, they believe that accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior, they think that puts them under the blood. That doesn't put you under the blood. It allows the blood to cleanse you from sin. But there are further steps than just justification. There's a step of sanctification, and then there is the token life of the Holy Ghost. And you only get that when you receive the blood life, the life from the blood. They think they're under the blood because they ask God to take the blood and forgive them their sins, but forgiveness of sins and being under the blood are two separate things. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says, but if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses, or purges, what that word means, us from all sin. So be under the blood, you can't be under the blood and refuse to receive purging. Obedience to the word is what puts you under the blood. Not a profession of the message, but actually a life of the message. How could a person who's under the blood go through the tribulation period? They couldn't. Why is it when we do something wrong, or something that just won't let us rest until we make it right? Because the king sits on the throne of the bride's heart. How many knows the blood has a voice according to the scriptures? Abel, when he was killed by his brother Cain, And the Lord came to talk to Cain. God came to talk to Cain. And he said, your brother's blood cries up from the earth. In the token, Brother Ram says, the blood is speaking. The blood's got a voice. The voice of the blood is the word. And that's what makes it, whether it's right or wrong. The word is identified by the voice of the blood. The voice of the blood is the Holy Ghost that brings life. It is life, and it brings life to the word and quickens it. And the first seal, Brother Branham says, notice these types. Reason they die out, they go through the purging of trial or tribulation. Because they're not actually under the blood. They claim they are, but they're not. How can they go through a trial to purify them when the bleached blood of Jesus Christ takes away every symptom of sin and stuff away from you? You're already dead. Your life's hid in Him through God and sealed in there by the Holy Ghost. What are you going to be judged for? Where are you going to get your purification? What do you have to be purified from? You're perfectly in Christ, sinless. What's the judgment for? It's for the sleeping bunch and then people that can't make it. I know it's a lot of, I'm doing a lot of reading, but I'm just trying to lay these things in so you can catch all this. In the seventh seal, Brother Branham says, the purged church, not the bride. He says, not the bride, the purged church by tribulation, see? Coming up here, great number of real sincere hearts that come out of the great tribulation. Now, if God's going to purge that virgin that was a good woman, but she just failed to get oil in her lamp, and He's going to purge her through the persecution in there, He puts them tribes right in there for the same thing. Talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, calling out the 144,000, and purges them during the time of the tribulation period. Now we find out also that in the sixth seal, now being open, it was for a threefold purpose. Now here was the purpose. The first thing was a sleeping virgin had to go through the tribulation period for purification. She had to be purged of her sins of unbelief and rejecting the message. This she was done in the tribulation period. Now she's not bride, but it's the church. And the pure people that didn't have the opportunity maybe to receive the message, or in some way they were blinded by these false prophets and they didn't get a chance, and yet they're really sincere in heart. God knows their heart, and they're purged during the tribulation. Pure. Are they pure as compared to a dollar purity? No. Noah walked perfect in his day before the Lord. Isn't that all right? He found favor in the sight of God. But Enoch walked, and then the Bible says was not, for he was translated. So there was a difference between Noah's walk and Enoch's walk. Noah's walk took him through the tribulation period, is what the flood stands for. Took him through the tribulation period, whereas Enoch was raptured. So there's a difference in the walk. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, says the church goes through the tribulation, the sixth seal to purify it. That's right. But the bride don't. She goes in the rapture before that. Now, I want to lay out a little thing here that will bless you. When Jonathan and David in the Bible, Jonathan the son of King Saul, and David we all know, when they went to make a friendship, a pact between them, Jonathan, the Bible says, took off his garments and gave them to David, and David put them on. Now here's a son of royalty taking off his garments and placing them on a son of a pauper's son. And the significance of that was that once he received that garment, that he was just as good as that person. He become that person. Then, how many remembers in the book of Esther where the king asked asked Haman, said, what would you do? What you think I should do? The king desires to honor someone. What do you think I should do? And so Haman, thinking it was for him, Haman says this. He says, let the royal apparel be brought which the king uses to wear, and the horse the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which sits upon his head. Because Haman thought it was going to be for him. He didn't realize it was going to be for his enemy, Mordecai. But imagine the honor that was bestowed on Mordecai by having the king's garments placed on him. What about the bride? In Revelation 19, it said, he granted to her to be clothed in fine linen, clean and white. We were clothed by him in his clothes. So we stand there. We've become him. It's not our righteousness. It's his righteousness. What a contrast between Revelation 19, the people there, and the people of Revelation chapter 3, when he said, you are naked and knoweth it not. In the token, the message perseverance. Brother Branham says, someone discussing that with me long ago, the church will have to go through a purification. I said, that's true because she rejected the blood. But if the tribulation period catches the bride, his own wife, in the tribulation, no, sir. The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin, and there's no more purifying. And the blood of Jesus Christ and that token as identified that it's been purified, that's the token of the bride wearing the ring. But I think they do preach about the blood, don't they? But are they just looking at the chemistry of the blood? Brother Bram says in the token, he said, the chemistry of the blood was on the doors. They passed through, the death angel had to look and see the blood. Now again, it was a type of the Holy Spirit. Now see, the literal blood of Jesus could not come upon each one of us because he only had so much blood in his body. And it dripped out of his body into the ground 2,000 years ago. But it wasn't for a token. The life that was in the blood was the token now. So it's the life that was in the blood. Satan's Eden, Brother Mem says, they're all uniting together now at the great ecumenical council, going to have the world church all coming under one head where Satan will be thrown, just exactly. And the last call is going out to catch the bride before she gets into that. For once in that, she's took the mark of the beast and doom. She'll never come out of it. That's the reason it said, come out from among her, my people, before it goes into him. Talk about the Antichrist. Come out from among them and be separated. Let's look at a few things about the mark of the beast. I predicted then that the time would come when this ecumenical council would finally become the mark of the beast because it would unite with the beast. What shall I do with Jesus, he says, and still in all their systems and desiring a council of churches to condemn the truth, desiring a murderer that would shut off or stop or sell out, it'll do it. They stop such a thing. The council of churches will have to do it. There's the mark of the beast, Antichrist against the word, which is Christ. God's his own services. I can see things that they're shaping to see this ecumenical council leading all the churches into in the mark of the beast. See the Roman Empire and that's doing. The rest of them see them getting together, shutting out the light, shutting off the gospel. Everybody have to belong to it and walk in their lights or they won't walk at all. So those that go through the tribulation period, there'll be those that are saved now. They'll go through the tribulation period and they will refuse to receive the mark of the beast. How will they be able to do that, you say? Because the anointing of the sixth seal will be on them. The anointing of the sixth seal will be on them to reject receiving the mark, and they'll die for it during that 3.5 period time of the tribulation. But the bride is under the anointing of the seventh seal, the opening of the word. You see why we preach this and make it so important that you realize that seventh seal has been opened? You see why that's so important to get a revelation of that now? Hallelujah. The sixth seal anointing will bring out the best that they ever had been. It'll bring out the very best in them that they will be able to withstand taking the mark of the beast and dying. But the anointing of the seventh seal brings out the best in the bride. I could never, all the times I've preached, I could never make it more clear than right now why it's so important for you to get the revelation the seventh seal has been opened. Yes. Because as the bride, you have to be under the anointing of the opening of the word. Amen. Of the third pull to go in this rapture. Amen. Without it, there's nothing left but the tribulation period. So there's another way how you can see that there will be foolish virgin among the message people. Brother Branham says this. He said, nothing is hindering the rapture outside of the readiness of his church. Nothing is hindering the rapture outside of the readiness of his church. When the church is ready, when the bride's ready, and when all those, if we say, Brother Bram says there's a difference between the church natural and the bride, the church spiritual. When all the church natural has been saved, all them that could be saved is saved, and the bride is purged and ready to go, then the rapture goes. There's so many different things. Sometimes people put it on one thing that's got to line up for the rapture to go. There's so many different things that has to line up. And the thing about it is, in God's program, they will line up. Romans 5 and 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Remember last Sunday I said there was a difference in being saved from sin and being saved from wrath. Those that are saved from wrath do not go through the tribulation. Amen. I'm glad that God in his mercy, it isn't, friends, look, it isn't nothing according to us making ourselves better. But God just knew what choice you'd make. And then, you remember times in your life when you didn't even know what choice you'd make. Amen. There was times in your life when you thought you'd make a different choice or thought you were making a different choice. Right. But God will bring you right back. Amen. Because if there ever was a seed in there, it won't be able to be still. You might try to bury it with things of the world. People might try to bury it with theology. But if there is a true seed of God there, it won't rest till it comes forth. It's just like talking about the pond lily. It's anchored down there in the mud, and it has to come up through all this muck and everything else in order to come out on top. And actually, that's where it blooms. But all that muck and mire and everything else won't hold that pond lily down. It will come up. And it's made in such a way that it will float above the muck and the mire. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Nate, if you make ready to come. Hallelujah.
So everyone stand. Sing a He's Got It All in Control.
He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. Sure, when out in my soul. is there. I put my life in his hands. So every road I walk down, I believe it's in his plan.
I actually found another verse to this song. I didn't know actually it was. This verse goes up. My Father knows what I need. My Father knows what I need. And everything I go through, what's best for me. My Father knows what I need. My Father knows what I need. My Father knows what I need. And he knows what's best for me. My Father knows what I need. Oh, he's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. Assurance went out in my soul. He's got it all in control. Oh, I put my life in his hands. I put my life in his hands. In his plan, I put my life in his hand. My Father knows what I need. My Father knows what I need. In sing, I will serve thee, Dean.
Oh, I will serve thee, because I love thee.
Thursday service is going to be canceled due to Thanksgiving. Let's be dismissed this time. We'll have Brother Paul to dismiss us.